is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite a unique HMT motto, shall we? A community will only put up with so much criminal activity. And it's only a matter of time before the citizenry get fed up and take matters into their own hands, like the community in this article that was published on the 31st of March, 2024. Vigilantes lynch woman suspected of role in kidnapping and offlining of young girl. Gentlemen, there was a time in which women would rarely fall victim to vigilante justice. However, those times have changed. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Residents of a Mexican town lynched a woman whom they believed was involved in the termination of an 8-year-old girl after police arrested 3 people on suspicion in the involvement of the child's termination. The girl disappeared from the tourist town of Taxco on Wednesday, and her body was found on a highway the next day. She appeared to be the victim of a financial kidnapping following reports that her family received anonymous telephone calls demanding a ransom. Locals immediately suspected a man and woman as being behind the crime after security footage apparently showed them loading a black bag thought to contain the body into the boot of a car. On Thursday, residents blocked one of the main streets of Taxco and gathered outside a house where the man and 2 women were located, the woman and 2 men were located, demanding justice. They dragged the trio out, doused them in gasoline, and beat them with sticks. Video footage shows dozens of people kicking and punching a woman whom was wearing nothing but a pair of blue jeans. Her body then goes limp as she is left lying in the street, her face obscured by a mass of hair and blood. In another video, a man is seen being yanked from the custody of the police by a mob. The vigilantes pull the man from an officer on the back of an official police truck and throw him to the ground. People then take it in turns, kicking and punching him with virtually no resistance from the police. The woman was deleted and the 2 men were hospitalized. There are regular lynchings of alleged criminals, which experts link to the widespread perception of impunity. A report by researchers from the Autonomous University of Mexico found that 1,423 lynchings were recorded between 2016 and 2022. Quote unquote, this is a result of the bad government we have, a member of Thursday's mob said. This isn't the first time this kind of thing has happened, she said, referring to the termination of the child. But this is the first time people have done something. We are fed up, she added. This time it was an 8-year-old girl. That's about all I'm going to read for the article. But trust me, gentlemen, you want to read the full article. Well. Ladies, particularly you criminals. Yeah. You think that, oh, I'm a woman. then somehow the man drug me into it. Nah. See, that bullshit excuse does not work outside of America. Outside the West? Oh, no. If you're a woman and you're part of the crime outfit, guess what? You gonna get that same damn work that the men of the crime outfit get. Mm-hmm. You see, gentlemen, a lot of these female narcos, a lot of these female gangsters, oh yeah, they meet violent ends too, just like the men. But over here in America, in the West, oh no. A woman can never be a criminal. There has to be a man behind it. Yeah, right. Get the absolute hell out of here. Once again, that is the cuckification of America. Nope. Women can never have anything wrong with them. If something happens with a woman, there has to be a man, and we have to point at him and say, oh, it's his fault. Even if she was the mastermind behind the whole damn thing. Yeah. Why did the system never punish women like that? Oh, that's right. Silly me. I seem to forget. When it comes to women and punishment, the system still believes that every woman is a working womb, and if we adequately punish that working womb, she's not going to have any more kids. Yeah, no. The birth rate's already in the toilet. But, I'm going to reiterate, outside of America, outside of the West, yeah, those countries have no problems appropriately punishing those women. Hey, what more needs to be said, gentlemen? What more honestly and truly needs to be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Gentlemen, I think I'm going to just go ahead and give this an arbitrary score of 150. Why? Because, once again, you don't hear a lot about women being appropriately held accountable for their actions. This woman, on the other hand, yeah, they went ahead and they did a two-step on her, or should I say a lethal two-step. Yeah, they put the paws to them. They put the beats to them. They beat the brakes off that woman. And yeah, she didn't survive the ordeal. Well, if you want to be a criminal, then guess what? You're going to have to be ready to pay the piper. Well, that's about all I got to say for this one. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who think that, you know, the life of crime is a good thing and you're going to get a pass. Only in the West does that pass apply. Hell, you've seen Western women go to other countries and do dumb shit. And what happened? Those countries put the beats on them. Mm-hmm. Like that girl in Dubai. Yeah, I'm going to go over there and act a fool. Guess what? Dubai was like, oh, okay. We got something for that ass. Yeah. Yep. Ladies, don't think just because you're a woman that, oh, the system is going to spare you and go easy on you. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Hey, what can I say? I thoroughly understand. And I told you, gentlemen, vigilante justice was going to make a comeback. It's just right now in America, a lot of people are just too afraid to pick up the wood. And trust me, I think more and more people, yeah, they're starting to snap the fuck out. Like these squatters that are getting actual homeowners arrested. Yeah, I think there's going to be vigilante squads forming up for them too. And when it happens, hey, I'm just going to sit back and say, I told you. If the law does not want to do its job, then the citizenry is going to take retribution. So, for you women out there, you female criminals, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that being a criminal affords you, that definitely will go out. Feminism and the idea that a woman who is a criminal should not be appropriately punished, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, when the citizenry demands justice and they can't get justice, then guess what? Retribution, it becomes. And hey, we all know when it comes to the Hateful Eight and justice versus frontier justice, or as we call it, mob justice or street justice, yeah, there are going to be plenty of people who are ready to go that route. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.